So, yeah, wonderful song. Jaya Jaya Harina. So, well, I want to speak a little bit more about that. So yesterday, we started off, we were speaking about the power of chanting in the association of devotees. And we heard from Bhagavatam how hearing Krishna Katha, chanting Hare Krishna, becomes more powerful in the association. It touches the heart, and we become realized by hearing and chanting the association of devotees. And we sang a wonderful song. Hari Sada Vishe Chatra Yatra Bhagavata Jina Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena Harinam Aiva Kevalam. So this means that in where devotees are singing the glories of Krishna, Krishna's there. He goes there. He says he resides there. Because this is a reference to another famous verse where where Narada Muni, is speaking. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam kriyate shubha. Yat tat tat tishtami narada, o narada. Yatra gayanti madhakta. Wherever my devotees are singing about me, I go there. Krishna speaking to Narada. So today I wanted to try in my best I can to glorify the holy name. And the more we can appreciate what we have, we've got everything. Everything we need for spiritual realization, for ultimate happiness, everything we've already got in our hands. It's just a question of appreciating it and applying it. So I wanted to try to appreciate this holy name. Of course, this song helps us. And when I was preparing for this, I was reminded of Srila Prabhupada's verse, or poem that he wrote when he first came to America. So the last line of that song is, Bhakti nai, Veda nai, nam kub dharo. Bhakti Vedanta Nam Ede Sartak Koro. So he writes, I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. This is signed the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada's humility is heartbreaking. He's saying, I've been designated Bhaktivedanta, but I don't have any bhakti or devotion or knowledge, Veda. So this is his feelings. But you, Krishna, you can fulfill the purport of this name and make your mission successful. But even in this humility, it's very significant. He says, but I have strong faith in the holy name. So that was his faith, was that this holy name, if we chanted it, if people took to the chanting of the holy name, that they would be liberated. So and of course throughout his preaching, through his books constantly, he's glorifying the holy name, he's selling this just chant, he's again and again I'll say, if they just hear the chanting, they'll be benefited, things like this. Of course, he also had great faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janataka Viplava Bhagavatam itself says that this Bhagavatam can create a revolution in the lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So these two things together, the holy name and the Srimad Bhagavatam, are very powerful for creating a revolution. And what is that revolution? The revolution is that people will go from being mad to enjoying the material world to being mad for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada used to point to his disciples. They see these people, they knew nothing about Krishna. They knew nothing about Krishna, but just see now they're mad after Krishna. We're hoping to become mad. Anyway, this was his generosity. And he would say, just see, this is the potency, the practical demonstration of the power of the holy name. So he had faith that our hearts, the hearts of people in general, our hearts could be changed by chanting the holy name. And he started this Hare Krishna movement just with a pair of cartels sitting underneath a tree in New York City, Tompkins Square Park, just chanting Hare Krishna. And gradually people came. And he also sent us out chanting. We're still sending us out chanting in the streets of Gainesville and other obscure parts of the world to chant the holy names. And he also, it's interesting, Gaurav Swami tells this story of how Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish 12-hour kirtan in Bombay. It was called Bombay back then. And every day, like 12 hours of kirtan every day, he wanted that going on. But then he kind of said, well, okay, one day. And then he established the 24-hour kirtan. And so many different ways Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant, just keep chanting. So he had this faith in the holy name. And as aspiring devotees of Krishna, we have a huge ambition. And it's the most amazing thing that could happen is that we want to change the quality of our desires from wanting to enjoy this material world. I was listening to a lecture this morning. Srila Prabhupada was saying, he said that everybody in this material world is thinking they're a Purusha. Like they're a little god somehow or other. We're convinced that, you know, we can enjoy this place. This place was meant for me to enjoy, and I'll figure it out. Even though we've been kicked repeated through life after life after life, we're still convinced that it's possible. I'll do it. I'll enjoy this place. It's so deep-rooted. And as devotees of Krishna, of course, we're working on this. And it's not an easy thing, is it? Not an easy thing. So this is, some people say that the devotees are not ambitious, but actually we're the most ambitious because we want to achieve what nobody else can achieve. Even people attain the heavenly planets, even they get liberation. But they can't give up this sense that they're the enjoyer of this material world. So we want to change that desire and become lovers of God, the servants of God, to think, how can I serve Krishna? How can I love Krishna? So this is a huge transformation, and it's possible by chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is the idea. And sometimes we become discouraged, at least personally speaking. There was, in the past, there was this discussion, you know, is mankind inherently good or inherently evil? And because people can do just the most horrible things. So are they just basically bad, or are they good, or can you be good? This was kind of a discussion. But Lord Chaitanya offers us great hope. So he says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Siddha Chitti Kari Ekari. No, we are inherently lovers of Krishna. Krishna Prema is there within the heart. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It's always there. And he says, if we just hear and chant Shravanadi Siddha Chitti Kari Ekari, by this chanting, this love will awaken. So this is the power of of the holy name, that this miracle of changing the heart, changing our desires, and awakening our love for Krishna is possible by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, this wonderful song, I just wanted to look at that a little bit more in closing, just a couple more minutes. But it's such, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's realization. This is realized knowledge. He's a realized chanter. He's actually realized his Swarup Siddhi. He's, you know, he's not a beginner. He knows about chanting the holy name. And this is his ecstatic realization. He's just like bursting over, isn't it, in the song. He's just like, Jaya, Jaya, Harinam. He's so ecstatic, glorifying the holy name. So so he says, Jaya, Jaya, Harinam, Chidandam, Prita, Dam, Paratapa, Akshara, Kara, this supreme truth, the absolute truth, Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, the origin of everything, is present in the form of syllables. Isn't that amazing? Krishna, the God, is present in the form of syllables. This, you know, if we could just get this, it's amazing. So, at Nama Rupe Avatari, he's descended. Krishna's come. He's descended in the form of his holy name. Nija Jani Kripa Kori. Why has he come? Just to show us mercy. Sometimes the devotees are described as Nija Jani, his own people, you know, Krishna's people. Krishna feels that if someone calls out to him, oh Krishna, then Krishna says, oh, this is my person. This person is mine. They've called out to me. So it's described as Nija Jani, Kripa Kori, just to show mercy to them. He's descended, and Jiva Doya Karile Apar, and to show unprecedented, boundless compassion on all the souls, he has come into this world. Then the next verse says, Jaya Hari Krishna Ram Jagat Jana Suvishram Sarvajana Manasaranjana. So he gives joy to the minds of everyone. And these names, for instance, Hari, Krishna, and Ram, or any of his names, he says, these are the shelter of everyone in the universe. I remember hearing Srila Prabhupada say one time that if we're looking for shelter, we must know it's a living force. Sometimes we take shelter of dead things, and there's no real shelter there. So he said, if we want shelter, we must know it's a living force, a person. So Krishna's the living, you know, the primeval living force. And his name is the shelter of everyone. We remember the story of Ajamil, how he chanted Narayan, called out the name Narayan. I was listening to a lecture, and Srila Prabhupada was saying, well, somebody was reading the verse, and they said, and then Ajamil chanted loudly three times, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And Srila Prabhupada stopped him, and he said, why three times? Once is enough. Once is enough. Just once, Narayan. That's all that's required. And then he described that just like the police, you know, have patrol cars, you know, patrolling the area, so that when somebody calls, they can immediately be there because they're patrolling. So I said, the Vishnu Dutas, they're always on patrol. And when they hear somebody chanting the holy name, they immediately go there. They immediately come. So they were present right on the spot. As soon as he said Narayan, they were there. And the Yamadutas, we know they're ready to take him. They said, no, you can't do that. He's chanted the holy name. So, and then I found this wonderful comment on this pastime, this event, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he says, a Jamil chanted without faith because he was dying. But what will happen to someone who chants with faith? Ajamil chanted while dying, but what will happen to someone who chants while living? Ajamil chanted to indicate his son. What will happen to someone who chants to indicate the Lord? This chanting is a call to the Lord. When we're actually indicating, Krishna, I'm calling you, Radharani, I'm calling you. What will happen? Ajamil was most sinful. What will happen if a sinless person chants? So wonderful, huh? So this is Kripa Kori. The Lord comes to show mercy to his devotees and to give them shelter. Then the next line here, it says, Muni Vrinda Nirantara Ye Jamera Samadara Kori Gai Boriya Vadana. So this system describes a Muni Vrinda. So this association of Munis, of thoughtful persons. Of course, the topmost Muni is Narada Muni. The last song in this series is Narada Muni Bhajayina. So these topmost persons, the Narada Muni, the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva, the topmost thinkers, you know, the most intelligent people in the whole universe, in the whole world. What do they do? What do these people do? Jaina Mera Samadhara Nirantara. They're constantly glorifying the holy name with great respect. And Kori Gai Boriya Padana, their mouths are just filled with the vibration. They're just always chanting Hare Krishna. And that he says, oh, hey, Krishna Namakshar, oh, Krishna, in the form of the holy name. To me, Sarva Shaktidhar, you possess all potencies. Jivera Kalyana Vitagini, you come to bestow auspiciousness on all living beings. Then this line is so wonderful. Toma Vina Bhava Sindhu. So Bhava Sindhu means the ocean of birth and death that we're all stuck in, again, due to incessant desires, incessant plans to enjoy this place. So this can be changed by chanting the holy name. So he says, Udarite Nahi Bandhu. So who can be a friend besides you? What other friend is there than the holy name? So these are some thoughts, some appreciation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I'd like to conclude with a root verse by Srila Rupa Goswami. He writes this in his auspicious invocation to Srila Bhagavatamrita. He says, all glories to the syllables Hare Krishna emanating from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These syllables forming his own names are drowning the whole world in love of God. Shri Hari Nam ki
jai.
Hari Nam Sankirtan ki
jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur
ki jai.
Shri Rupa Goswami ki
jai.
Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki
jai.
Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda.
Hari Jai.